Hi, this is John White. I teach music in the music school here at Ithaca College. The piece I'm going to play is considered by many jazz musicians as one of the very sophisticated jazz standards. It's called Lush Life. It was written by Billy Strayhorn, who was associated with Duke Ellington for many years of his life. Billy Strayhorn wrote both the lyrics and the music to this tune. The harmonies are very sophisticated, nuanced. Jazz musicians love that type of thing. The melody is interesting twists and turns. So from a sort of a music sophistication standpoint, which a lot of jazz musicians like, you keep coming back to it. It's like one of those movies that you don't get the first time around, but it's intriguing. You want to come back to it. So it satisfies the mind part of the musician. The heart part of the musician is captured by the lyrics and how the lyrics are expressed in terms of melody and harmony, and the jazz style is just amazing for capturing the emotions of being an American in the 20th century in an urban setting. Jazz is really born of African-American experience here in America. It's been often called America's classical music, and I've always been mystified by that comment. I think what people mean is that it's America's highly cultivated music that also captures deeply emotions and spirit of people in time and place, but delivers it with a high degree of technical virtuosity. But in any case, I'm going to play singer Nancy Wilson's recording of Lush Life, and then I'll talk a little bit about it.
Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year, everything seemed so sure.
Boy, her delivery. Nuance.
Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week.
So I'm going to pause. How she's delivering the text is kind of like a tenor sax player, bending notes, vibrato on some notes, hushed tones and other notes. Wow. She's pulling all of this emotion and experience out of her heart, delivering it, and how she delivers the words. And that's quintessential jazz. It's not just the notes, it's how you deliver those notes. Subtle shakes, subtle smears. Oh, very, very evocative. And as it goes on,
a week in Paris. Please.